BBC News with David Austin. Soldiers in Zimbabwe have taken over state-run television to announce plans to seize those close to President Robert Mugabe, who, in their words, have caused social and economic suffering. Shooting and explosions have been heard in the capital, Harare, and armoured vehicles have been deployed near parliament and government buildings. A general dressed in fatigues read a televised statement denying that the move amounted to a coup. He said the president was safe. There's been no word from Mr. Mugabe himself. China is sending a high-level official to North Korea just days after President Xi Jinping hosted Donald Trump on a visit which considered how to tackle Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. The Chinese state news agency said the head of the Communist Party's External Affairs Department would go on Friday. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Myanmar for talks with Aung San Suu Kyi and the head of the armed forces. Mr. Tillerson was expected to call for an end to the violence in Rakhine State, which has prompted hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised that a law to legalise same-sex marriage will be passed before the end of the year. He was speaking after 60% of voters backed the proposal in a postal ballot. A US airline says it's stopping flights to Cuba because of new restrictions on travel to the island introduced by the Trump administration. Alaska Airlines began operating direct flights between Los Angeles and Havana in January. A Russian proposal to allow any foreign media operating in the country to be listed as a foreign agent has moved a step closer to becoming law after Russia's lower house of parliament overwhelmingly approved it in a second reading. The move is in retaliation after the US Justice Department ordered the Russian state TV channel RT to register as a foreign agent in Washington. That's the latest BBC News.